Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second, the second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second, the shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting third, the right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball four. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Suter moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry strikes out. There goes Mack. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Walesa reaches second base with a double. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler bunts towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Hegan moves to third. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 1 in the game. Embry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Mack moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to home to get Mack. Weatherly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walesa is hit by the pitch. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Fowler strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mack bunts towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-2 in the game. Embry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Weatherly steals second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming juggles the ball. That's an error on Fleming. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Blair reaches second base with a double. Vallow moves to third. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Walesa takes first base on ball 4. Jim Castiglia pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Jim Castiglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglia hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 4 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.